Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, I'm Tracy Koga, and thanks for downloading this podcast from ilikehugh.com. If you can, give us a follow or a subscribe. And remember that all the information about the guests in today's episode can be found at ilikehugh.com. Now, let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Hugh Virtual Chat. Well, it is Tuesday. We're heading into, week 9 or 10 of this isolation. I'm very happy, though. My husband finally shaved off his COVID-19 beard. So there might be signs of things looking up. Well, speaking of looking up, what woman does not want to go shopping? And obviously, we haven't been getting out of our houses even. Maybe some of you have been shopping online, but today we're going to support local because local businesses definitely need our support starting right now. So we're going to do a little virtual shopping spree with some of our top designers here in the city. And of course, we'll have our fashionista, Liz Crawford, to take us through and talk us through and also find out how these people have, you know, coped with everything else because it's their livelihoods. And we all know that it's been a tough time for everyone. So we're gonna do a little shopping, do a little laughing today on the Hugh Virtual Chat. So let's welcome all of our great guests right now. Here we all are. Oh, Liz, oh my goodness. Liz, look at your hair. Look at this hair. Oh, so we'll have to get some people unmuted. Oh, they're so over it. Rachel, hey, hi. Hi, Charlene. Oh, and then we have a mini Susie there. Hi, Kristen. Oh, and Leonard. Oh, well, you know what, ladies? We're breaking some rules here because we do have our very first man on the Hugh crew, the Hugh Virtual Chat, the one and only Leonard Taylor. I mean, who else, Leonard, would I have but you? You better be in your shop because I want to see all of the new stuff, inspired stuff you've been making in this isolation, okay? So we're going to do a little bit of a round robin and introduce yourselves. Is that Susan on there or where's Candy?
Terry.
And Terry. Where's Terry?
Terry from Ivy. I see Terry.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi.
Jordan was so over it here. I don't know where I am on this.
Oh, yeah, there's Jordan. Yeah, Jordan, I'm so over it.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi, Rachel. Jordan. Okay. And so do we have everybody here? We're just waiting for Susie and Candace. We've got Candace here, too. Candace, we can't see you. But anyways, welcome, everybody. This is going to be so much fun. I'm going to leave it a little bit for the front part of this show with my bestie here, Liz Crawford, who is like, you know, thank you. You know, I had this little idea and I didn't know what it was going to look like or what, but I just wanted to come and visit all of your shops. But of course, more importantly, hear how you've all been doing in this crazy, crazy time. So I'm going to let Liz, you take it away.
Okay, well, first of all, this is so fun. I'm like all my favorites here. So I'm so excited. I said, we should have had mimosas had I thought this through. So this is a crazy time, Tracy. I mean, and I have to say, I am so in awe of the retailers and designers that we have with us this morning because I have been watching over the last couple of months. I mean, this is completely unprecedented situation here. And all of these business owners have been just boots to the ground. I've watched Terry take a business that involves not just a boutique, but hair and nails and, you know, make an online, in quarantine, did an online store and curbside pickups and, you know, trying to get back to business. And Leonard Taylor, who is like suddenly making masks for thousands of people. Thank God he can sew. And, you know, Rachel and Jordan, who have always been geniuses with the marketing and are just quickly just shifted to online, like in a hot minute. And you know, it's just really inspiring. So I don't know. I mean, one of the things that I would love to hear from is all of them in terms of like what they feel has been the biggest shift in their retail businesses. So maybe we'll start with you, Leonard. I mean, you're in the mask making business, right?
I never thought that that would happen, to be honest. I was sitting at home for, you know, when this first hit, I was sitting at home for a week and a half. I'd cleaned everything in my house. I was driving my wife crazy. And I said, you know, I'm going to go out to work and I'm going to make a mask. Everything was saying, don't wear a mask, don't wear a mask. And then I said, you know what, I'm going to work, I'm going to make a mask, and I'll put it out there. Well, that same day is when the CDC came out and said, hey, everybody should be wearing a mask. So I kind of hit it at the right time. And like all of us entrepreneurs, you know, we're entrepreneurs. So if, you know, we get hit a roadblock like COVID, we look at ways that we can work around it, you know, whether it's going online, whether it's, you know, making some masks, whatever you can do, you're an entrepreneur. You're going to make your way through it. One area that we were also experimenting with before this was doing virtual online tours of the shop, like a personalized shopping experience with our clients. Because a lot of my clients are all over the US and all over Canada. And they always said to me, you know, I want to come to your boutique. I want to come. And I said, well, we've got the technology. Let's do it. So as soon as COVID hit, it was like, okay, let's ramp that up. Because you know, people need to see the collection. They need to see it in the way. So I just, you know, it's a personalized shopping experience. I take you through the boutique and I could put things on the mannequin for you. It's just super easy for shopping experience for people. It's, you know, as entrepreneurs, we just adapt to the times that we're thrown and, you know, put a smile on our face and keep going.
I'm so proud of you.
Like all of the stores here, if we can, the ladies and gentlemen too. Okay, so yeah, we need to see the clothes.
Yeah.
Well, do we want that now, or are we going to do that later?
Well, let's talk a little bit in a minute, maybe, Tracy, about some of the fashions and trends for this spring and this whole new movement of working from home and what that looks like.
So. What does that look like? You know, what does the fashion look like? And what are people, are they craving for anything and everything, or is it just nothing? I don't know.
Personally, I see it's all about comfort, right? It's, you're working from home and it's comfort wear. What can you wear? You know, like, you don't even have to wear pants. Who is going to see, you know?
Well, you know, any more time in quarantine, everything I'm going to own has to be stretchy. So I called Terry about a week ago. I'm like, what do you have in stock? Because they carry a big, you know, line of loungewear and it's really stretchy. I feel like I'm committed to this now. So popping over to Terry at Ivy. So what has been your biggest movers over the last little while for you?
Our biggest movers for sure during like the really big part of the pandemic when everyone was really locked down was loungewear, like paper label sweatpants and leisure tops and warm cozy, lots of cashmere and things that were easy and juicy and felt good. You felt good wearing it. We did lots of that. I was here doing curbside through the whole time that we were closed. And eventually move that on online. We now have shop.ivy.ca, and that has been a big undertaking, and it's been really good for us. And people saw all of the loungewear that we had online, and boom, boom, everyone. Then it was people wanted linen, and they wanted structure, and they wanted blazers and things to wear while they're doing a Zoom meeting, and something that was casual but looked not casual. So lots of putting things together and piecing things together. But the biggest seller has been feel. People, I stand at the back door and I at arm's length and I hold them the garment and they touch it and they're, oh, I love it. I want it.
Right.
That has been a big thing. And I think something that people have really missed is touching things.
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. Absolutely.
I would say so.
So I think that people, now that we've been open since for a week today for hair only, and people are over the sweatsuit. They're done and they're moving on.
Okay.
Which is really nice to see, and it's refreshing to see some other things of interest.
Right. Yeah, okay. No kidding. I don't know that I'm 100% over the sweatsuit. But I feel you. Okay, let's pop over to So Over It Girls. How has it been going for you guys? I'm glued to your Insta stories all the time. I'm like, I want.
That's good.
That's what it's there for.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what's got us through this pandemic is just building off of our already strong online presence and following. But if we can take anything positive out of this pandemic, it's the fact that we've been able to put all 100% of our energy into online and curbside pickups and our website and Instagram and just strengthen our online even more. So now I would say, and Jordan, I know, agrees, we talk about it, we've just built up an online presence that we didn't really know we had the ability to take this far. And now we can roll with that once we're able to open our doors. So, you know, there's not, when you have a fully functioning open store to the public 24/7, some of that online gets put to the wayside. But now with the closure, you've had a lot of time to focus in on, okay, so how can we make this the easiest possible? We've completely converted consignment appointments to FaceTime and phone calls. So we deliberate with consigners, look at their items over the technology that we have at our fingertips, and we say yes to this item, no to this item, and then just organize a curbside drop off or pickup. So it's been really easy. And I think going forward, people would love to operate that way with or without COVID. Some of our customers, we haven't even met them face to face. So some people prefer to be a little bit under the radar when they're shopping, when they're consigning, a little bit of more confidentiality, privacy that some people prefer. So I think being able to offer everything to everybody is always a plus.
That's awesome. Do you find that your engagement has increased over the last while because people are at home? So are they talking to you more?
And they're,
yeah.
People are they're hungry for something. I think it's just, I don't think finances are necessarily in the front part of anyone's mind, even though maybe they should be. And I think that the instant gratification of buying something and making yourself feel better is a real thing. And I think everybody can agree. That little treat to yourself when you're home and you don't have, there's a lot of worry and there's not lots to look forward to. You're forced to be at home. There's a difference between forced to be at home versus I want to be at home. And so there's, I think, if anything, things have been better in that respect.
Really? Great.
I think too, for the consignment world, this has been such an interesting shift because people, as much as people are still shopping and still need things and they want to be prepared for when we can go outside eventually, that you are also getting a deal. You're contributing to the circular fashion model and you are buying secondhand pieces. And so it's been really interesting to see how some people that maybe you usually wouldn't have that in the back of their mind and they just really loved finer pieces are sort of thinking about the environmental aspects now more than they would. And that's been awesome for us. And we're always trying to educate our peers and our customers about sustainability. And so it's been, Vogue is just going off on consignment, secondhand. And so it's been awesome for us. And then seeing things, which is of course devastating, but Neiman Marcus with their bankruptcy, I think that consignment is going to get a huge push now because people are looking for different avenues to be purchasing their designer goods and their high quality items. So we're really interested to see what this looks like post COVID and what people are looking for and how they want to sort of shift their mindset when it comes to shopping. So it's been a ride, and Rach and I we have had time to sort of get innovative, and our blogs have been going off, and we have more time to sort of get creative, and we did our own little tie-dyeing experience and stuff like that. So it's been we feel really, really lucky. And I think one thing that we really get out of this is something we've always been passionate about, but community. Holy smokes. I mean, Winnipeg, we are so diehard Winnipeg, but it has been such an amazing experience seeing people that even might not necessarily want to be shopping, but are inquiring, what can I do? How can I support you? And for that, we are forever thankful for. And we are trying to give back the best we can. And we did a giveaway to support the Canadian food banks. And for us, like, we can't wait till this is eventually over and back to normal so we can do more and show the community sort of thank you. But it's been quite the experience. And I know we've obviously been stalking all of you, everyone involved in this call, and everyone's doing such an amazing job. So that's been beautiful to see.
Isn't it? I know. It's an amazing group of people on here this morning.
Well, it's kind of interesting. And I want to follow up on Terry's comment on, because we have fashion people here. So what is the fashion, or is there fashion for Zoom and the virtual meetings that you go to, you know, or can you wear anything? I mean, we've seen it all, but I don't know. Now I think Zoom and virtual meetings is going to be a lot. It's going to be going on for a lot more. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Terry, Leonard?
I agree. I think that the virtual meeting is going to be the way of the future, because we're not traveling for a long time, and business is eventually going to get back to normal, and people are going to need to do it. So there is going to be that need to have your sweatsuit with your blazer or whatever structured you're going to put on over your sweatsuit, because you're still at home and you're still walking your dog and doing whatever you're doing, but you still have to have that Zoom meeting at 1 o'clock and be there and ready for it. So I think we're going to see a lot of that. I think it's going to be a big thing for a long time.
Well, maybe you can show some of your looks that you've got in your store today.
I would love, can I do that now?
You can do it now, because I'm just going to chat a little bit. I just want everybody to get introduced to Dr. Cheryl Rockman.
Ah.
Greenberg, hi, Cheryl. You're nice.
Hi.
And Candace.
Candace, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Candace.
Thursday's going to be the Folk Fest, but I'm glad you're here because we're talking fashion. But anyways, but you're back in the office, aren't you, Candace, right? You're back at Deer Lodge.
I've always been. I've never not been in the office.
Never not been. So
yeah.
And I guess, you know, it was a little bit a scary time, but now how is it? What is the feeling, and what is the environment like now?
It's good. I think, you know, everybody has just been, you know, head down and just carrying on doing what we do here at DLC. And, you know, it seems to be getting better. We've done what I think is a great job. So of keeping no cases here with our veterans and our residents and our patients. So it's been excellent. It's been scary, but you know, it's been a lot of work, but I feel that our frontline and our senior leadership has done just a phenomenal job of keeping us safe and carrying on.
Yeah, just another perfect example. And I've got Cheryl here, and I have Charlene too. So Liz too, I have an assignment here with Cheryl.
Okay.
She wants to know how we can kind of, you know, jumpstart her post-COVID life, you know, so and Rachel, and you can show her a few things. And she's a lovely woman, and she's petite, and she's a rock star. She works in research, a geneticist, and she is also got an Order of Canada, which I don't know. I guess, Cheryl, you may not get that this summer.
Definitely the ceremony, the official ceremony is on hold, but that's okay. That's at least least of our problems, that's for sure.
Oh, I know, but she's amazing. And then, yes, and then Charlene, how is the Victoria Hospital Foundation doing? I know we've got a big fundraiser we're working on. You just have to unmute.
There we go. Actually, we're doing really well. We're doing, I think, a lot better than we thought we were going to do initially for all kinds of reasons. A lot of it is, you know, due to the great support we're feeling from our community with respect to, I think, you know, these times bring out the best and the worst of people, but the best has really come through, and to see the generosity of people and the kindness of people show to one another. So I'm kind of hoping that if we can carry that further in the post COVID-19 world, that it'll be great. And so we're looking at, as you know, Tracy, as a philanthropic organization, how do we partner with different community organizations and businesses so that we can have a greater impact. And so it's not just about us, but it's about our community and those who perhaps are a little bit more vulnerable. So how do we make sure that we include those people in our sort of scope of what we support? And so it's just been a really good I'm going to say if something good could come out of something bad, I think that I'm an optimist, and I think there'll be a lot of good that comes out of that, because we've been feeling that. So we're the recipient of all the good and kindness of people, which has been really great.
Well, that's so true. But now it's time for us to indulge in some things, okay? So I don't know, Liz, if you've got a plan or master plan, okay, I want to go for a shopping spree here.
Of course. And first of all, before we jump into that, I just want to say thank you to these ladies that have joined us today for being on the front lines. And I think that, you know, we see all these things on the internet right now about like Superman sort of bowing down to the front line. And isn't that the truth? So our gratitude, I know I speak on behalf of everybody in the fashion community. We've talked about that quite a bit, as we are very much involved in various community, you know, charities and so on and so forth. So thank you. Start there. And then I'd love to see, I know that everybody's chosen some looks. We had a kind of a little chat yesterday about what is going to be hot for spring 2020, given all the crazy circumstances and the trends. So why don't we start with you, Terry? I know I was there this morning getting my hair done. That's because I can't do this.
This is gorgeous.
So I got a sneak peek. So why don't we start with you, Terry, and show us some of the great things that we can find at Ivy for spring 2020.
Okay. I'm going to start off with a couple of my favorites, a line called Bella Doll. Easy wear jumpsuits, which are huge for spring and summer. We have pieces like this, wide leg. Some of them have an elastic.
And that is so soft, that piece. I saw it this morning, and it's like a brushed denim, but so soft and so easy. And you could throw a little blazer over it.
So gorgeous. The fabrics are amazing.
Yeah.
I said earlier, people want to touch nice fabrics. People are tired of not touching anything, and everyone wants to touch. And for the COVID look.
Yes.
For your Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
Throw a blazer over anything.
Yes.
And
I like that.
Linens are huge. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we have a huge array of scarves. Scarves are great. You can throw them over anything. Mm-hmm. Great if you're in a Zoom meeting and it's cold and then it's not. And And more blazers.
Beautiful. And I love that print.
I like that.
Yeah. Gorgeous. And a linen cami.
I also love the scarves, because is anybody else watching Miss America right now, or like there's that show Hollywood, and I love the fashion, and it's those little details I'm really into right now, and you have an excellent selection of accessories also.
Oh.
There we go.
Big love selection of scarves, and they're all cotton, beautiful scarves. They're warm, they're cool, they're drapey. They're good as a shawl, or just as an extra piece to keep you warm, or as a fashion piece.
Yep.
Pieces.
That's great. Love it.
And that's my little collection.
Oh, love it. Thank you, Terry. I think someone had a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't your screen is saying Nadine. So where is your shop? Sorry, I just.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Ivy. It's spelled AEVI, but pronounced Ivy. It's on Taylor Avenue. And Nadine is the borrowed computer, because I don't have a laptop.
Well, yeah. That's okay. So where on Taylor? Like, are you
1580? So we're on the other end of where Posh Dog is, just up the street from the Buggy Bath, just off Keniston.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So let's hop over to Leonard Taylor now, who I'm sure you all know. I feel like Leonard's my favorite piece, and I feel like he's absolutely famous for, is the Brenda. I don't know. I think everybody needs one. It is one of the most incredibly well thought out, flattering pieces ever for any woman.
Well,
and now he's probably
I'm gonna grab
a Brenda.
That's Brenda here.
Yay!
And she has pockets in the side, seems machine washable. And then if you stain it, I'll paint over top of the stains and make it look like it's meant to be there. So my signature characters that I put on all my pieces. But for me, the best piece I've made in probably 5 years is this beauty piece here.
Oh, wow.
Her name's Diane. She's made from linen. And she's actually a two So when you get too hot, you just throw the cape over top and expose your back, let the air flow through your shoulders, and then just bring it back down when you're ready, and keep you nice and clean and sophisticated. I'm all about linen this year because linen is soft when it's washed over and over and over. And look at this print. Like, isn't that just amazing?
Beautiful. That would look good on you.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite pieces. Oh, my phone went sideways there. Sorry, ladies. And then bold print, because when you're on that Zoom meeting, like, look how great that would look on your Zoom meeting, right? Because you're just going to see just a small amount of yourself. And then the number one fashion accessory, of course, for, you know, this summer is, unfortunately, but fortunately, is this.
Right.
A mask.
Yes.
Right? It's like, you know, now you're walking down the street and you're wearing a mask and no one can see that you're smiling at them.
Yeah.
So you have, like, this is your way of smiling now, whether you're using a bold print or a color or something like that.
Yeah.
Having that in your wardrobe is kind of an essential piece now, you know, no matter where you want to go. You want to go to Costco now, you have to have a mask on.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one of those essential things that you need. And then for me, it's all about the personalized shopping experience. So if you want, you can just cut, like, before this even happened, a lot of my clients would come in and they'd be like, Lennard, dress me. And I would, you know, pick things that are going to be flattering and look good on you and great for your complexion. And that's just expanded even more so. So now when you come into the store, you just come in and I'll just, you know, happily pick things around, show you the latest, greatest pieces that are going to look good and give you that one-on-one time. You know, that was the neat thing about this COVID happening and closing the store for a little bit and doing the personalized experience. It was just like, I knew exactly who I was meeting at what time and what they were kind of looking for, which is great. And it makes it so much easier. Like, any of you retailers know that when someone comes in, the best client is the one that wants to engage with you. You know, there's always the people that want to come in and browse and they've got their headphones in and they're doing their own thing. But you know, for me, it's when someone interacts with me and wants to talk about the collection, wants to talk about the fabrics, the, you know, how to wash this, what to do with this, how to style this. Like, those are the best talking points for me. And I could go on forever about them, but for me, it's that personalized shopping experience, and that's the number one thing for me.
Well, and we all know that. There is a question. They really love your masks. I want to know, are you doing some hand-painted ones? Because, you know, I need bling. Because, you know, the black and white stripes aren't going to do it for me. So, so we do have some requests. Where can we get the mask directly from you?
Directly from me, LennardTaylor.com, or at my boutique is now by appointment. So
okay.
I'm at 246 McDermott Avenue in the Exchange, right next to, in between Arthur and Albert Street. So right next to Hillary Druxman, if you're familiar with her.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can come check things out, do the mask, or we can just order it online and we can just ship it right out to you. All our masks are made from our premium cottons, which are very easily washed and also break down. Like, cotton breaks down beautifully over time, and you're washing this mask every day. I've actually gotten in the habit of hand washing my mask at nighttime before I go to bed and just hanging it to dry, because, you know, you're not doing a load of laundry every day and you need your mask. So that's the way I've found the best way of doing it. But yeah, LennardTaylor.com. And in the accessories portion of my website is the masks there. And they're, you know, they're super comfortable, adjustable, and they do have the pouch. So if you needed that extra protection in there, if you're extra vulnerable, there is that pouch so you can put in the extra, you know, coffee filter or whatever filter you need.
Oh, and then there was another question too. We're all talking about fashion for women. What about kids? Like, I know, and Susie, you've been there. Your three kids, like, your girl like to shop, or, I mean, do we even think about kids' clothes? Like, there's no school.
I'm going to have to buy them a whole new wardrobe after this because they've outgrown everything. So, yeah. All that sleep and eating has resulted in growth spurts, that's for sure.
You're cinnamon
and
buds.
My little one loves shopping. The boys, my oldest one, sort of. He has his, you know, style and things like that he likes to, you know, wear. But my daughter there that you saw earlier, she loves to go to Justice and she loves to go shopping. Mama.
Yeah.
And she'll tell me in the dressing room too, I like that, Mama. I don't like that, Mama. You know? Yeah, she has a very specific taste, but she knows what she likes. Yeah.
Oh, most definitely. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Kirsten, you've got two young adult girls. I mean, what have they been doing? Been shopping online? And will they now more support local? Because we're going to run this to pass around them because, you know, the malls are open. You told us you went to Boulevard there.
I did.
I think I would, personally, I would feel much more comfortable supporting local and shopping, you know, with somebody I know, as opposed to going back to the big massive malls with hundreds of people cramming into one store or whatever popular store. But will the girls do more online for now, or will they go out and shop?
Well, you know, it's funny because at 19 almost 2022, actually, they shop online all the time. My daughter lives in an apartment down the street from us. My oldest and my youngest is still at home. But my husband always says we're a postal depot. Like, there's something in our front porch every day. And so it's that the millennials are, that's what they do. But they're also really into local and, Third and Bird and whatever they can support. They're very aware of that and consignment. But it's not slowing them down as far as their shopping habits. And they love shopping. They're good shoppers.
Most definitely. And, yeah. Wow. Well, and then so Rachel and Jordan, you'd mentioned that was Jordan that mentioned that Vogue was all about, you know, sustainability and, you know, recycle or whatever, and buying consignment. Now that this whole kind of thing has hit us, will there be kind of like no more buying of high-end goods? And and I guess if you were the last one to buy a Gucci bag or a Louis Vuitton, I guess maybe you'll hang on to it and not do consignment. Or is it the opposite? Ladies, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel I'm going to jump in before we give it to Rachel and Jordan. But I don't know. See, I feel now people are just more conscious about it. So, you know, what I might have bought directly, now I am like, well, I'm just going to look at Sew Over It. Maybe they have a version of that bag, because I am thinking a little bit more about my budget. It's funny, today on my way here, I realized, okay, I'm carrying my Gucci oversized bag from Sew Over It. I'm wearing my Ivy sweater and my Leonard Tyler vest. And I'm like, I've always been into that stuff, but even now more. I think, you know, and I'll let Rachel and Jordan talk to that, but I'm getting the sense from my community that they're driven more to being more responsible, because I don't think you're going to have a different consumer. Like, I think if you've always been into those big labels, I don't think suddenly you're not. I think you're just driven and maybe in a different direction, right?
I think it's like you find, if you're on the hunt for a Gucci bag, you're going to do whatever you can. If that's your brand, you're going to do what you can to find it. And if the big top retailers selling them at retail prices are no longer available, you're going to go to your kind of infant boutiques in that world and say, okay, if I can't get it here, I'm going to go get it here for a third of the price in the exact same condition. The beautiful thing about quality items is that as they age, they don't devalue, and they also don't, the quality just remains as it was when you first bought it. The other thing I was going to say too, when Jordan was talking before, it reminded me, a lot of people, and I think COVID hit at a great time for any retailer, because it hit at the start of a season. So when you're, as opposed to being in the dead of winter or right after Christmas, or, you know, when finances are already an issue, or you're not in the shopping mood, people are already turning over their closets. And because of that, we had a lot of people consigning. They also had extra time. Like, everybody was cleaning every nook and cranny of their house. And so along with the spring cleaning that already goes on this time of year, mixed with the fact that people might have cash in their closets, they're going to be extra aware of, oh, what can I find and give to the girls to sell? So that, in a way, it's one thing for us to have the traffic and to keep that up in the store for the consumer market, but we also need that constant dose of incoming product for us to be able to keep our business afloat. And that never stopped throughout COVID for us, which was really awesome. And I think we made it really available to consign easier than ever. And I think people will continue to consign virtually going forward. And Jordan does that in Vancouver always. I mean, she's meeting with people, but also it's just easy. Vancouver's so much more spread out. Sometimes virtually is the way to go. So I don't really think I touched on your question, but
There'll always be the shoppers, especially spending the year here in Vancouver. I see it a lot that there's an entire sort of market of people that just need this in brand new item. And then when they're so over it, they're ready to consign, easy peasy. But there's always going to be that. If I'm looking for a specific bag, if I can't find it on consignment, then I'll buy it new. We just, those customers will always exist. And I mean, they have to, because there still needs to be retail for consignment to exist. There's millions and millions of pieces of garment that are floating around, but there still has to be new product. We just push, if you're going to buy new, make sure that it's high quality, rather than fast fashion. So, I mean, I'm seeing Terry at Ivy here and Leonard Taylor show these beautiful linen and cottons. We would tell a customer, buy something like that you know is going to last if you're buying new, and that a lot of these materials are recycled anyways now, instead of maybe going to the mall and purchasing 6 things that you can only wash once. So we're just trying to, again, educate our community on just being a little bit smarter with your purchases. Things might cost a little bit more, but that's why we do workshops like Finance and Women, and how to save and buy something high quality and have it for 20 years rather than buy something that you think is in trend in this very moment, wear it once, and then it's toast, right? And then that's filling the landfill. So we love it too, like the cotton and the high quality cotton and the beautiful linens. We're seeing a lot of that, especially because people are wearing loungewear, but people are still always going to buy new, specifically the customers are consumers that are looking for that sort of this season new runway off the runway. So we support that as long as you are purchasing high quality and you have the intention of then not throwing it out and repurposing it or donating anything. There's a number of things you can do, and you can hop onto our blog posts, and we are constantly listing them and pushing it into people's minds. But so as long as those people still exist, we just find that we originally didn't know that our best consigners would be our best buyers. We thought that people that consigned wouldn't necessarily buy secondhand, but we were so wrong, and that was so great, because we just find that it's a constant in and out, and people that buy new still want to buy consignment and reinvest. So that's been amazing, and especially during COVID, to see people's passion just nobody... really, people aren't throwing out their stuff anymore. It's being donated or it's being consigned. And so that's been awesome.
Mm-hmm. No, really, right? That's been amazing.
So Rachel, do you have any kind of goodies to show us?
Okay. I just have to take you with me. One sec. I was actually thinking when we were talking about athleisure and sweatsuits and everything, personally, I mean, I've been in sweatsuits a ton, and I think with athleisure becoming a total trend going forward, the fact that everything can be worn with sneakers, etc., I personally felt getting very old. I was in a sweatsuit every single day. It just, you don't feel fully dressed and fully ready for the day's work. I don't know. Is it just me? I just feel like if I had, and again, I'm not a jean girl, so I don't like putting on a tight pair of pants, no matter what they look like. I'm into like a trouser or whatever, but I was just over the athleisure a little bit. And so I think that you can still keep the sneaker look. And again, if you're on a Zoom call, it really only matters what's on top. So you can really rock those sweats on the bottom with a blazer and all that. But I would say the top trends that we're seeing, and again, it's really hard for consignment because our pieces are one-ups. We don't buy a collection. We don't look at a lookbook and say, okay, I'm going to get this blazer to go with this t-shirt, to go with this pants, to go with this vest, to go with this scarf. For us, it's like one-up. So we kind of have to be really innovative when we're dressing somebody. Okay, this Chanel jacket with this pair of Max Mara pants, with this Etro scarf, with this, you know, Fendi booty, they actually all go great together. And they all happen to be your size. So it's sort of, it's very customized to the client. And again, it's hard to say, it's hard, we're, when we get items in, we can say, okay, that actually follows this spring 2020 trend. So we'll make blog posts about that, or we'll post, okay, the pointed, the oversized collar is, we're seeing that in this Tibby top and this, you know, Dior blouse and etc. So some of the trends that Jordan and I have been blogging about are that oversized poplin and blouse with a really pointed collar. Again, suits are all over the place still. I mean, they've just sustained. That trend has been going on for a couple of years. Every speaker, I think, is still very on point. I think a tiered, so again, touching on the athleisure, I would throw out the sweatsuit, again, not entirely, but when you do feel like you want to just step it up a little and put on just a dress. Like, I think the maxi dress is just totally a perfect substitute for that athleisure look. It's one piece, you feel comfortable. It doesn't have to be tight. You can, your stomach can grow underneath of it after every meal. Who cares? So that's what I think. I mean, it's sort of hard to show what we have, but right now everything is sort of by designer. So we have like our Chanel collection is all here. Gucci is over there. And then this is sort of more of our contemporary items that have come in. So kind of those lines that you would find at Nordstrom, that are not necessarily those classic designers like Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Celine, but designers that have high quality collections. And the price point is definitely still up there and it's very on trend, but they're still very well known in the fashion market. And yeah, that's sort of, everything's one up. So it's very, it's fun to come and look and just sort of look through and find those hidden treasures. It's, you know, if something's your size and you fall in love with it and it's something that you feel you can work into your wardrobe, I always say like jump on it because it might not be here and it was meant to be.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Well, you certainly have a lot of stock there, Rachel. So
it's there is, as I said, people have been consigning constantly. It's been, I think we just ticketed over 200 items yesterday. So that was just from a couple of weeks. So it's been really fun. Like when we get new items in, Jordan and I just like, it's honestly like hot, like Christmas morning. It's like, you never know what you're going to get. And sometimes we're just like in awe of like the items that come in and especially from this Winnipeg market, it's pretty remarkable.
Oh, I know. Yeah. So did you see anything you like, ladies?
Sure did.
There's lots of great options.
Oh, well, you know what? I think that I think it's going to be a good time for small businesses or our local businesses like yourselves. I know that people are going to start to really show the love. And you know what? Before we go, maybe just do a round table, Liz, with your great friends on sort of like, I guess, you know, what is one thing, or maybe there's a few things that maybe have made you stronger, better, smarter out of all of this?
Well, I'm going to say on, you know, then we're going to go to, we'll start with Terry, yeah. But I really, again, I'm going to reiterate, I have been at home, not so busy. So really watching how they've been maneuvering through their businesses. And I think that, honestly, our panel today is, they are brilliant and have done a phenomenal, phenomenal job of not only marketing their business, but also creating an environment for people to feel really comfortable shopping with them. And also what I love about this group, and I mean this sincerely, is that they're the kind of people who you can call and say, okay, this is really what's going on and this is what I need. And, you know, in Ivy, I'm like, what do you got in the back? You know, and like, and we quickly Terry will run and go, what about this? You know, and same with like Rachel and Jordan and Leonard, anytime, you know, and that sense of community, I just think that's a Winnipeg thing, you know? It's like, they're not only brilliant in doing a phenomenal job of marketing and buying, but they are with you. They're in it with you. And I love that. So I'll start with you, Terry. What have you learned?
Well, thank you, Liz. That is very sweet. And we feel the same way about you. I have to say the biggest takeaway from all of this has been the love people have shown. Mm-hmm. We closed our doors March 18th, the 19th, you know, just trying to figure out what's the next move. And then hit the ground running. Okay, we're gonna do curbside. I'm gonna be here every day. I'm gonna be on my phone and making all of that happen. But it wouldn't have happened without all of our guests, all of our friends, the Rachels, the Liz, all the people that have shown the love to us over the years. But this, like, people really came together. What can I do? What do you need? Can I bring you lunch? Can I, whatever. People were calling me and emailing me and checking in. How are you? How's this? How's that? It was unbelievable, the show of support. Mm-hmm. And as a community of business owners, I know I spoke to Rachel a couple of times. Liz, I spoke to you. I've spoken to Aubrey. Like, I've been in touch with lots of people just to see how everyone's doing. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like that across the board. I think everyone was kind to each other, and it was a really good time to be an entrepreneur in Winnipeg, because everyone really loves us and really wants to make sure that we're here for the long haul.
That's amazing.
For sure.
Okay, so Leonard, what has been your biggest takeaway, and do you think that this experience will really increase the whole shop local movement? Did we lose him?
I think he's muted.
Oh, where did he go?
Whoops. I definitely think the shop local is, the movement was already beginning mm-hmm. before this happened. And I think this is really hammering at home that, you know, they want to create jobs in their local community. They want to talk to the makers who are making it. And touching on what Rachel was saying about how people are, you know, clothing is personalized, right? Clothing is for you first and foremost, because if it looks good and you feel good in it, then that's the piece you should wear. You know, it's not about what other people think of you wearing it. It's all about how it makes you feel inside. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest thing about the clothing. And my biggest takeaway from this time was how I feel inside, right? Mm-hmm. Is listening to myself and listening to the inner voice in my being saying, you know, you should do this or you should wear this. You know, I spent a week in a sweatsuit. And then I went, you know what? I don't feel right. Like, I just feel lazy and lethargic. And every morning I would get up and I would do my normal routine. I'd have my exercise and then I would get dressed, and I'd get dressed to the nines. I'd be wearing a bow tie or an ascot or a tie. And I would, even if I was just sitting around my house and I was doing whatever, if I dressed up and I felt like I was my normal self again, and I felt great. So the biggest thing, my takeaway is definitely listening to yourself. And if it makes you feel good, then that's what you need to be wearing. That's what you need to do. Because at the end of the day, if you're not happy, you can't create happiness around you.
Right. Awesome. Nice. Thank you. And then of course, Rachel and Jordan, who are like, I always say to Gracie, who we all know, Gracie, who works with me, they're like, you know, aside from so over it, they're like little like Instagram Marvel influencers, hip girls. So you guys have been nonstop on Instagram, and I love it. I'm like, oh, that and that. Well, what's the story with that? And like, I just love everything you guys are doing on Instagram. So what has been your takeaway?
Jared?
I think our takeaway, it aligns with everyone else for sure, but I think that we're very, very thankful. We are, when everything first started happening, of course you have a panic attack as a small business. What do you mean we have to close? It's like obviously terrifying, but we just didn't let the fear take over, and we started trying to think of ideas of how to, you know, not have to completely
shut off everything. And so we really got creative with the website. And again, just I think a big takeaway was use every tool that you can. And now I think that we are going to put a lot more love into our online presence. And we have all these ideas for our website, how to make it easier for consigners. And I think our biggest takeaway really was for our customers. How do we make things efficient for a client who maybe is vulnerable and maybe can't come to the shop, even though now we're open for private appointments? How do we make them feel like they aren't alienated and they can still shop? And so we're really just stepping up our customer service to really align with anybody and everybody's needs. And that makes us feel good. It helps obviously our friends and our customers. So I think really just be creative, go with the flow. It's the two of us since the beginning, and we have always sort of had to kind of shift with the times and what is going on. And so this was just, we really proved to ourselves that we can do it. And now we feel like, man, girl power, let's do it. Like, let's keep going. What else can we do? So we're just trying to stay positive and keep everyone safe that shops with us. And so, yeah, I think thankful and gratitude would be our takeaway word for sure.
That's amazing.
I think I also just, when I look at Terry and I think of other women who own businesses in the aesthetics world, and you really have to understand how tough that would be to when what you're providing to your clients is a touch service, and it's like that's how you're essentially making your money is mm-hmm. by providing hair and nails and facials and body services. Like when that is what you are providing to your clients, and maybe like when you have to be very creative to be able to shift to a completely online market in these desperate times when that's what you're offering. I mean, we can still offer our clothing online, but Terry can't offer a nail service online. Right. So it's really incredible to see the businesses who have, I would say they've shifted even more than we have, like in these times. So, and I mean, to be able to just stay afloat and to continue and to be busy and to offer curbside on anything other than the services that you normally provide is really remarkable. And I mean, I think it's been amazing to watch. Like I've been on Ivy's Instagram constantly watching their stories and Terry's lives. And I just think it's amazing. I think Terry, you should be giving, beauty tips and lessons online on IGTV all the time.
Yeah, I agree. I concur.
Well, thank you.
Definitely. This morning was the first time ever, and Terry can attest to this, that I was actually 10 minutes early sitting outside Ivy in my car drinking coffee.
True story.
Well, you know what? It's so nice to hear all of your stories. And again, I think Charlene had mentioned too, like finding the good in all of this. I mean, it's just so nice to see all of you and to hear your stories. And thank you, Leonard, for being our very first male. But you know, like I said,
I was overjoyed.
Oh,
I didn't know that was the first.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
We're gonna
make you make some more masks. I know that for sure.
I'd be honored to
getting back a little bit, maybe outside fashion and some of the stuff that yes has been happening on social media. And I'm gonna go to Susie. She's looking at me. Yeah, because I was texting you this morning because I just saw you. You know, there's a tweet that you liked, and I said, "What's this story?" So what is going on? We've been talking about all this goodness in the world and people caring and loving. What's with all this hate bashing?
First of all, Tracy, the world of social media moves pretty fast, especially Twitter. So the whole, that whole Christy Teigen drama was like on the weekend. Now we're on to like Bryan Adams. So, I mean, things move pretty fast. So, yeah. But one thing is the same in both stories, in that we're seeing a lot of racism and social media hate towards Asian people and specifically Chinese people. And obviously my radar is really up for that. And I've been paying attention to sort of what's happening in that space and how people are responding. And yeah, there are some people saying some really thoughtless and careless things. And the latest is Bryan Adams, Canada's own, even though he hasn't lived here for 30 years. I don't know if we get, if we should even claim him anymore. Maybe we shouldn't. So he posted something very upsetting on his Instagram, and apparently it's still up. I don't know what his PR team is doing. And but yeah, it's caused some hurt and some confusion, I think, among his fans, in the sense that, you know, like you said, we're all just trying to get through this. Nobody is happy about anything that's happening right now. And it's funny because yesterday, Dave Grohl, the Reverend Dave Grohl, put out this beautiful statement about how we can't wait for the next time we can all be together, because the next time we can all be together is going to be so much more special and so much more uplifting, because we've had to wait for so long, right? So he put out this beautiful message saying he can't wait to see everyone and play for everyone. And everyone was just like, yes, we can't wait to see you, and da-da-da. And then Bryan Adams takes a shit all over it at the end of the day. So I think I see that, you know, in this crisis that we're living in, it's always going to be those people who can uplift, who can share, and who can bring some joy and positivity to the world that will thrive.
So there you go. Keep on Instagram, girls, because you're making Liz happy, and yeah.
You're all right.
I know, that's all that matters, keeping Liz happy. That's all that matters. Oh, my goodness. And you know, even just talking about mental health, right? I mean, it was, I don't know how you felt, Kirsten, but I don't know, just seeing the clothes and being in a store, you know, even if it's virtual, got me all going, oh, yeah, I like that. You know, just for that, you know, 2 to 3 minutes, kind of your mind just goes in someplace else, right? Yeah.
Sure. I totally agree, and it different things fill people up, and different experiences, and like touching fabrics and being good to yourself and self-care. So thank you all for everything you're doing. But yeah, it is. It's there is a connection, and it's very positive for your mental health to get back out and see what's going on and connect with the places that filled you up. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I want to thank all of you, and you know what? Next time we get together, maybe, hopefully it'll be in person. Maybe it'll be like, Liz, I say we got to do an event. We got to do something when we can eventually all be together.
Yeah,
definitely. Can't be just, you know, open your doors and step out.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, the Reverend Dave Grohl, when we all get together, it'll be beautiful. Right?
That's right. Correct.
Yeah. yeah, make sure you have put down all of your information for your stores. Especially addresses and websites, and any other information you can pass on to Liz, and she'll forward on to me, and we'll get it all posted on our social media. We're going to continue. If you want to join in on Thursday, I just one thing, bring your running shoes.
We're going to
look buff by the time we get out, right? We're going to have those swimsuit odds, right? Because we're all going to the beach.
Right.
Or probably the backyard pool. But anyways, thank you so much. Stay safe.
Thank you.
And we'll see you very soon.
Okay.
Thank you, Liz. What a beautiful
pleasure.
Thanks for listening. This has been a production of ilikehugh.com. Podcast distribution from the Sound Off Media Company.
Come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many roads that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga. It's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at averyrich.com.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.